They also love football here at Massive Arrowhead Stadium. This Sunday, the Chiefs play their home opener against the Minnesota Vikings. So it's also the beginning of tailgating season. Here's KCUR's Kelly Wise.
When I was a kid, heading to Arrowhead Stadium for a Chiefs game with my dad and big brothers seemed like a pretty normal thing to do. Now as an adult, I can't help but wonder if there isn't something, well, fanatical about Chiefs fans and the tailgate parties they throw in the parking lot.
Chiefs tailgate is better than any place I've ever been, ever. And I've been to a few places.
That's Andrea Chadwick from Warrensburg, Missouri. She's tailgating on a steamy weeknight in late August.
I've been to St. Louis, I've been to Indianapolis, I've been to Chicago, and I've been to Dallas once. And I have to say, Chiefs tailgating.
Chiefs are the best tailgate in the world. There you go.
And why is that?
Because everybody comes out and shows their support, and everybody has their Chiefs flags, and everybody knows how to drink and have a good time and barbecue.
It's the sheer size of Arrowhead Stadium. It seats 80,000 people. It's the third biggest in the NFL. But it's the fans that fill the enormous parking lot that really help distinguish Kansas City's tailgate. Take Smokin' Joe McReynolds. He's serious about cooking in his niche of the sprawling parking lot.
Well, first of all, this is the small barbecue. I have a 300-gallon barbecue that I pull behind the bus. So when it's a small group, we just use the Weber. Today, we're going to have country smoked ribs, corn on the cob, fresh tomatoes, and watermelon. Beer's optional.
Yes, he did say 300-gallon barbecue. That's enough pork chops to feed at least 75 people. He decks out his minibus with red and yellow paint and makes a five-hour trip from LaBelle, Missouri for every game.
This is the boys' bus. In the front, you'll find a television set. Behind that is a couple of riding seats and then a poker table. Then a two-well sink, and behind the two-well sink is the boys' room. The only reason for having a bus in Kansas City is not waiting in line at the portable potties.
Jesse Cano from Independence, Missouri, says there is something distinctly Midwestern about a Chiefs tailgate.
Well, this is the Midwest, and Midwestern people are the most friendly people. There's no place on earth like the Midwest. New York, Los Angeles, they have nothing on Kansas City.
I make my way through the parking lot. Talk about friendly. Of the almost 20 groups I stopped to talk with, all of them offered me some of their food.
Are you home?
No.
Oh,
not
no.
Yet.
Well, you have to try this bacon. Sure.
I'm too busy running around.
Oh, no.
Yep, but even at a football game, there's no rest for a hungry reporter. For NPR News in Kansas City, I'm Kelly Weiss.